Friends, let us start chapter number 2. Wonderland of quality continues. That means whatever we started in chapter number 1, that we will continue our discussion on total quality management. As I said, customer expectations are bound to change over time. Whatever he was expecting 1 month back, same he may not expect now. Because continuously customer expectations are changing. He wants better and better and better, and that's why we have to do continuous improvement also. The QA people must know what the customer expects that day, today. For example, customer was wanting the color of the element which was totally black 1 month back. Now he expects that the color should be little faint, gray. He should know that our organization is going to supply the products as per his expectations, and QA people should know what is his expectation, customer's expectations today. There should be constant dialogue with customer, both by marketing and also by QA people. We should know what the customer expects today. Marketing people should know, QA people should know, and they should not assume that customer expectations are same as earlier. Because today's expectations may be dramatically different than the earlier expectations. These people should definitely clearly know. Customer's perception of the degree to which the customer's requirements have been fulfilled gives the perfect perspective of the matter. I have already explained this. Though quality is an abstract perception, it has a quantitative measure. Q is equal to P upon E. This is explained earlier in the chapter number 1. Q is quality, P is performance as measured by the manufacturer, and E, expectation of the customer, and more the expectation, quality will be less. More the performance, quality will be more. Better the performance, quality will be more. That is very clearly understood. But expectation of the customer is also important. If expectation of the customers are more, perceived quality is less. This is explained in the chapter number 1. Then efficiency. Efficiency is all about how a manufacturer has performed his business. For example, my production operator is supposed to make 1,400 pieces in a shift. But if he makes 1,500, then his efficiency is more. So efficiency is performance of the manufacturer's business. Suppose customer A, manufacturer A makes more output with less input, resulting into more profitability, then we can say that this manufacturer A is efficient. What he has done? He has made more output with less input, resulting into more profitability. His efficiency is better. Another manufacturer B is very closely associated with customers and makes exactly what his customers' requirements are. Then I can say that manufacturer B is effective. His quality, cost, and delivery is always made in such a way that his customer is always delighted. Delighted means more than happy. He is delighted. Sometimes he is thrilled. And if such thing happens, then manufacturer B is considered to be effective. Effectiveness is all about the perception of the customer. We can say that the manufacturer B is effective. Manufacturer A was efficient. Manufacturer B is effective. The customers of manufacturer B are more happy. The customer is delighted with him. And so he is making better business than manufacturer A, because customer is delighted with him. There are many organizations which are very efficient. But is that sufficient? No. Manufacturers should be effective. There are many organizations which are efficient, but hardly effective. Hence, they have a long list of lost customers. That means, if you want to retain your customers, you should be efficient, but more than that, you should be effective also, as I have explained. Quality target is 100% and not 99.9% or less. Quality target is 100%, because 99.9% means what? At least 1,60,000 wrong prescriptions every year. More than 1,20,000 newborn babies accidentally dropped by doctors each year. Unsafe drinking water almost 1 hour every month. 2 or 3 rail accidents every day. Horrible. There are 3 levels of quality. Implied quality, as I have explained in chapter number 1. Implied means indirectly suggested. Expected, specified quality. What is expected? That whenever I go to a 5-star hotel, I expect that there should be a total cleanliness. Air conditioning should be there. The room service will be good. It is expected from a 5-star hotel. And implied means what? That it is understood. It is indirectly there. And specified means I want color of the bedsheet to be purely white. Maybe this specified quality. I have given my instructions to them. Specified quality. Expected quality, implied quality. It should be our effort to give implied quality to internal as well as external customers on a continuous basis. Why should one practice quality principles? Question of remaining in the business. As Dr. Deming has said, we have to remain in the business for years together. If we have to remain in the business for years together, quality is must for our survival. Competition, there will be competitors. You can't say that I don't want any competitor. Quality is a must for competitive advantage. That means, why you will remain in the business? You should have a competitive advantage over all your competitors. Why people should buy your product? Why people should come to you for service? There should be some reason, some unique thing should be there with you, that people will come to you for years together. Changing needs of the customers. If the manufacturer does not improve his performance, he would lose all his existing customers and would not get new orders also because of loss of reputation if he doesn't continuously improve. Why he has to improve? Because customers' expectations will not be remaining static. They will be continuously changing. So you have to improve continuously. You have to get all those expectations fulfilled. Then only he will be satisfied. Then only your reputation will be remaining and customers' retention you will be able to achieve. Greater profitability. Practicing quality principles does improve the profitability, which is an experience of many entrepreneurs such as Motorola, Wipro and Bosch. This happens due to reduction in all kinds of wastes, increase in productivity, increase in workers' morale, efficiency, and one would like to implement the quality principles in order to increase the profitability. Because ultimately, why we are in the business? If there is no profit, I will not remain in the business. So profitability is a must. Self-motivation. This is also a driver for quality. If I am motivated, I will make quality. One always wants to be number one in his area of work, and the quality principles will help him accomplish all his goals. These goals I will be talking very, very elaborately afterwards. Kano, model of customer satisfaction and changing needs. It classifies product and attributes based on how they are perceived by customers and their effect on customer satisfaction. These classifications are useful for guiding design decisions in that they indicate when good is good enough and when more is better. We'll discuss Kano model of customer satisfaction and changing needs in the next slides. The Kano model, also known as Kano analysis, was created by Japan's Dr. Noriaki Kano in 1984, and to this day it remains to be a useful tool in product and service. The model brings out the non-linear relationship between the product performance and customer satisfaction. This model, Kano model, customer satisfaction, there are model divides product attributes into three categories. Basic category, performance, and excitement. What I can give to my customer? Basic things I have to give. Basic things which are satisfying the customers, I have to give. So if I improve in basic, may not continuously increase this graph. But if I continuously improve in performance, this graph is going improving linearly. And if I delight the customer by excitement, then also it will improve, but not linearly. So this is the Kano model. Basic attributes. In our performance, there are some basic attributes. These are the attributes that are expected by the customers and therefore are the musts. That means in my product or in my service, I have to give as a must objective something. Absolutely, there is no way out. I have to give basic things. Improving the performance of these attributes do not guarantee increased customer satisfaction. That means it is expected by the customer and you have to give. If you improve, customer satisfaction is not going to improve linearly because you have to give. May only add to the cost of product. If I give more than what is basically required in basic attributes, only it will add to the cost of product. It doesn't affect customer satisfaction in any way. What is important is the absence of even poor performance of these basic attributes would cause great dissatisfaction of the customer. That means if you give more and more, it may not increase linearly. But if you don't give, guaranteed customer dissatisfaction will be there. So basic attributes are the must of the product or service. Understand this. We all have to give this basic. Then performance attributes. For example, my product or my service. Continuously improving, then the customer satisfaction will linearly increase. Performance attributes are those for which more is merrier. The better fulfillment leads to linear increment of the customer satisfaction. That means customer satisfaction will be linearly increasing if you improve continuously on performance attributes. Most data from voice of the customer will reflect these attributes. Voice of the customer means understand what customer wants to say. Improve on that. Improve in performance. If you improve the performance continuously, customer satisfaction will increasingly linearly. The price for which customer is willing to pay, that means if you give more and more value-added attributes, then customer is willing to pay for that, closely tied to the performance attributes and excitement attributes. What I say, wow factor. Customer is getting thrilled that something excites him, something more than what he has expected, something special I give to him. These attributes are not expressed by the customer explicitly, are generally unexpected by the customers. I give something which not expected by the customer, but he customer is getting thrilled. He's delighted. The presence of these attributes delights the customer and results in high satisfaction. The absence of these attributes, however, does not cause dissatisfaction because he has never expected these. But these attributes are unexpected by him. And if you give these attributes, he is delighted. He says, oh, wow, beautiful quality. He will say, the marketers can build on these attributes to delight the customers and gain competitive advantage. If you want competitive advantage, give more and more excitement attributes. You can say that I have this special thing for the customer, which my competitors don't have. And that's why people have to come to me, because I am unique in my product quality. I am unique in my service quality. People have to come to me. Basic attributes are called as threshold attributes, are not typically captured in quality function deployment. That is the house of quality. You may be knowing quality function QFD. For example, a threshold attribute can be mobility provided by a car. Car gives us mobility. So it is basic. If it doesn't give, I am unhappy. Hygiene in any restaurant is expected, basic. Basically, if I enter a hotel or restaurant and I see the kitchen there, and if I see that kitchen is very dirty, I will never again go to that restaurant. This is basic. Most data from voice of the customer will reflect performance attributes. For example, customers would be willing to pay more for a car that provides them with better economy, better fuel economy, better consumption. The excitement attributes are seen to meet the needs of the customer. The Kano model is a useful tool for manufacturing and service sectors alike in analyzing attributes of a product or service in order to make better product decisions. What basic attributes I have to offer? What performance attributes I have to improve? And what excitement attributes I have to give continuously? A point to be noted here is that today's excitement and attribute would evolve into performance attribute in near future and finally would end up as threshold attribute. Today, I'm giving something as excitement. Customer will get used to that. And tomorrow, he will demand that as basic or threshold attribute. Understand this? Very, very important, very, very eye-opener, this Kano model. Then vision statement and mission statement. What is vision and mission? Sometimes people will say vision is same as mission. No. Vision statement says what an organization should accomplish in a span of next 5 to 10 years. That my vision is to become number one automobile manufacturer in the world in next 5 to 10 years. Can be vision. Vision means this is my long-term vision that in 10 years' time, I will become number one in automobile manufacturing in order to always remain ahead of the competition and to continue to be a world-class manufacturer. The entrepreneur must look into the future, predict what is needed to be done, recognize the challenges of the changing environment. Sometimes the challenges are so difficult. The situations are changing so fast. So we have to understand the challenges of the changing environment, understand the required inputs and resources, and plan for it. That is the vision. Total involvement of the employees is a must for making the vision statement, because see, vision is not only to be made by the managing director or CEO. It will come in truth if the total involvement of the employees is there, because their contribution is necessary in making the vision a reality. Brainstorming is a sure way of involving the employees in making the vision statement. Mission statement. What is mission? It is not same as vision. Mission means what is to be done to achieve this vision. To achieve the vision, after making the vision statement, mission statements are prepared to make the employees to get an idea as to how to accomplish the vision. How to accomplish the vision. And that is the, to make the employees to get an idea. Mission statement, these are actually the roadmaps to achieve the vision. Roadmap, how to go, when to go. When, what is to be done. These are actually the roadmaps. Mission statements should clearly indicate the methods to be followed for fulfilling the vision. That is, mission is the roadmap. Mission is the methods to be followed for fulfilling the vision. After the vision and mission statements are made, the individual departments will start writing down their well-defined objectives. That means, I have said that, okay, I will achieve this vision by doing this mission. Then the concerned departments, individual departments, have to write down objectives so as to, I actually go by the mission statement in order to achieve the vision. So initially the vision will come, then mission will come, how to achieve the vision, and then objectives will be done by the individual departments so that whatever is written in mission comes through. In order to achieve these objectives, the next step is goals. It is necessary for each and every department to fix goals so that objectives are achieved. Why objectives have to be achieved? So that mission is achieved and vision is achieved. So goals with time-bound targets. Goals and objectives are not same. Objectives are how to achieve the mission, and goals with time-bound targets is to achieve the objectives. Goal should be SMART. You know SMART? S-M-A-R-T. That is a acronym. S is specific, that means goal should be specific. Goal should be measurable. Goal should be achievable. Achievable means something, goal should not be there which cannot be achieved over 100 years also. Achievable. Then R is realistic and T is definitely time bound. When I will achieve these goals? They should be realistic, achievable, measurable, and specific, such as they should be SMART. Continuous monitoring and feedback is absolutely necessary to follow up the progress of each and every action in order to achieve the goals and targets, time bound, of course, in order to accomplish the objectives, the mission, and the vision. That means goals, objectives, mission, vision. That should be our roadmap. Quality policy. Top management should ensure that the quality policy is appropriate and the purpose of the organization includes a commitment to comply with requirements and continuously improve the effectiveness of the quality management system, which is ISO 9000 or QS 9000. Provides a framework for establishing and reviewing quality objectives, is communicated and understood within the organization. Very important. Is communicated, understood within the organization, is reviewed by continuous suitability. Then quality planning. Management should take responsibility for the quality planning. This planning should focus on defining the processes needed to meet the organizational quality objectives. requirements consistent with the strategy of the organization. Inputs for the effective and efficient quality planning include defined organizational objectives. To achieve the objectives, we have to have quality planning. Define needs and expectations of the customers. Evaluation of the statutory and regulatory requirements. Lessons learned from previous experience. Indicated opportunities for improvement, related risk assessment and mitigation. What is mitigation? To reduce the effect of the risk. Thank you.